Just a couple things. Obviously, it's a good win. You know, we found a way to make it interesting. We're going to have to clean up some of those mistakes and some of the things that they're going to hurt us when we play a better team. Credit Chicago, they fought hard and stayed in it. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to come out with the win. Defense did a great job getting the turnover. Had a couple other balls, you know, opportunities that we'll look at, I'm sure. But any questions? Man, it was significant. You know, you turn the ball over like we did, and really, you know, you don't deserve to win games like that. And you know, you can't do it. Yeah, I didn't see anything specifically. Message to Mark will be between me and Mark, not for you.
Did you anticipate maybe kind of a grind it out being
like? Yeah, we did. It's a good defense. It's a real good defense, and you know, we knew that, you know, we were going to have to be smart. Fortunately, we got some points early. I thought that was significant. It's a team. When you look at them, how they're built, they've done real well and had success when they've had leads after the first quarter or the second quarter, and they haven't been as successful when they haven't had those leads. And fortunately, you know, those early points, I thought, you know, ended up being significant. Well, I've been asked that a few times. I think generally there's, you know, the confidence you gain is through experience, and I think the two game road trip at Carolina and in London, those were good games for us, and we've been able to build on those, get confidence. You start seeing guys now. We got a lot of young guys playing, and you know, you can see it right in front of your eyes, the growth. And the confidence. So, you know, hopefully we can continue that.
How do you look at it in the defense? Basically, you need to make sure there's a handle of explosives.
Well, the explosives were miscommunication errors, busted assignments. You know, we'll get those corrected. But look, when we needed it in the second half, you know, they did a real good job. Proud of all those guys. You know, it's a each week is a tough challenge. We've been able to manage some of the distractions, manage the, you know, the if you will, what should happen. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough, hard-fought game, and credit our guys for doing enough to get the win. We're going to have to do more, like I said, when we play better teams. Oh, it felt like there were three or four today that could go either way. Any more, you know, those catches, it's almost like I honestly felt like we had good angles, and I thought it was 50-50. I thought Ingram's last fumble was 50-50, and so I really didn't know. I was like everyone else, just waiting to see, and you know, you just – you're hoping you get the breaks you need. You know, we got a few. We didn't get a few, and it's probably the way it, you know, most of the games shape up.
Sean, you've been on teams where they've got long runs, and it's not like every game is always pretty. I mean, just the fact that you get a win, despite some kind of shoot yourself in the foot sometimes, you still got to be.
Well, look, you know, and I said this about their team. No one's going to, 3 weeks from now, ask the Bears how they beat Carolina. They just know that they beat Carolina. They're not going to ask about 7 rushing attempts. You know, John's smart enough to understand how hard it is to win in our league. And so, you know, 5 weeks from now, this will be a win. What's most important, though, is that we can clean up the corrections so that down the road, you know, it doesn't cost you in a game that becomes more significant. So,
John, what do you think of special teams?
You know, listen, I thought obviously the field goals were important. I thought up until the last, you know, kick return, we kind of knew they were going to come out with that, regardless of where it was kicked. If he had a chance, Tariq's a good player. If he had a chance inbounds, you know, that we were going to get a return just because of the way the game was flowing for them offensively. And so we lost contain. We'll see the film and make the corrections. But I think that, look, I thought we did some really good things changing the field with the position. Thomas did some really good things. I thought we gained an edge there. Like anything else, when you watch it then in its entirety, you have a better feel for it, though. But, you know, the field goals were huge. We were fortunate, you know, for them to miss a field goal. Overall, you know, good enough to win. Good. I mean, he's a young, athletic quarterback. Obviously, you want to keep him in the pocket. He's someone who's confident running and moving. He can throw well on the run. We knew that, and I thought we did a good job for the most part of, you know, keeping him really in contain. But, you know, I think he's got a bright future. What's that? You know, we did a little piece on him during the week with our players. The significance of, I just thought, you know, for someone who's contributions to music, I think we're very much underrated. You know, when you go back and you do all the information on him, and, you know, this is a guy the Beatles opened up for in Liverpool. This is a guy that Elvis Presley felt uncomfortable being called the king. You know, many would argue this was the father of rock and roll, and here he was, one of our own, and I just felt like it was maybe not celebrated enough his life, you know, when he passed. But so we just kind of did a little story. You know, I kind of went through some things about his accomplishments, and you know, all week long when we watching film as an offensive staff, we had Fats Domino radio on, and you know, and I mean, he was obviously an icon, and it was really, that was it. No, listen, that's you know, it's hard to predict a rookie's growth, but he's got exceptional ball skills, a lot of confidence. And those young guys from Ohio State really have transitioned well, and you know, I'm really pleased for him. He works his tail off at it. Yeah, he's striking the ball well. You know, he had the one that just kind of skimmed off the upright, but it made it. He's been consistent during the week. I think our snap hold has been good. I thought we had one of the field goals. We left a guy coming through the B gap that we're going to have to clean up the protection. But he's been focused, and you know, he's going to continue to, you know, have those opportunities. And he, I'm encouraged with the confidence he's getting, because those have been big. Well, I think, look, it was significant. You know, a fast start was something you're always looking for, but, you know, against that defense to come out and get enough big plays and be able to punch it in, all of those things were, I think, big in winning. Well, he's playing like a real good rookie player, you know. I think he looks young. I know what you're saying. Obviously, the thing it's hardest to measure in the draft is, you know, how quickly guys can transition, how smart they are. He's someone who's got good football makeup and IQ, and so he picks things up very quickly and is playing with a lot of confidence. You know, hopefully, you know, I think it gets back to this confidence and it gets back to the task each week. And, you know, they were up for the challenge. And I think especially when we put them, you know, when the offense turns it over like we do twice, you know, in the end of the game like that, they did a real good job. All right. Thanks.